In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 150, How to Make a Good Confession. We have in the picture a diptych of first one, the examination of conscience, and the second one, the sacramental confession. I'll just read the caption. Before confessing to the priest, we must first make a very good examination of conscience. Then we should repent of our sins, say an act of contrition, and kneel in the confessional for our confession. Second one, after the priest has given the penance, he gives the absolution, making the sign of the cross. We should meanwhile say an act of contrition for all our sins and make the sign of the cross. Let us remember that confession cleanses the soul. First question, how should we prepare ourselves for a good confession? We should prepare ourselves for a good confession by taking sufficient time not only to examine our conscience, but especially to excite in our hearts sincere sorrow for our sins and a firm purpose not to commit them again. When hearing confession, the priest uses a purple stole. The color purple signifies sorrow and penance. In former days, priests used the stole continually as part of their habit. But today they use it only when on duty. The Pope alone uses the stole continually. It is the badge of the priesthood. After we have made a good examination of conscience and excited ourselves to true repentance, we should say an act of contrition. The act of contrition should precede the confession. We should make it after the examination of conscience before going into the confessional. The priest cannot pardon us if we are not repentant. An act of contrition made any time during the day on which we go to confession is sufficient. We should renew the act of contrition at the moment the priest is giving us absolution after our confession. We then approach the confessional to wait our turn. We should never crowd and fight to get first place. Some persons are so eager to be first that they even go up near the one actually confessing. This is a serious fault, especially if by so doing the person hears the confession going on. Roger Brocatani was one day awaiting his turn to confess in line with some Negro workmen. He was then Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, a position second only in dignity to that of the President. Seeing him, the priest came out and said, "Come in next, Mr. Tanny. The time of the Chief Justice is too precious to spend waiting." But the Chief Justice replied, "Not Chief Justice here, Father, only a prisoner at the bar." And he kept his place in line, awaiting his turn. When our turn comes, we kneel in the confessional and wait till the priest leans towards the opening. How should we confess our sins to the priest? We should confess our sins in this manner. Making the sign of the cross, we say to the priest, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned," and then we tell how long it has been since our last confession. We then state our sins as clearly and briefly as possible, telling all mortal sins, including those that may have been forgotten in previous confessions, with the nature and number of each. We may also confess any venial sins we wish to mention. We must not waste time at any random talk. If we cannot remember the exact number of our mortal sins, we should tell the number as nearly as possible, or say how often we have committed the sins in a day, a week, a month, or a year. When we have committed no mortal sins since our last confession, we should confess our venial sins, or some sin told in a previous confession for which we are again sorry, in order that the priest may give us absolution. Having finished, we say, "For these and all the sins of my past life, I am truly sorry, especially for," and then it is well to tell one or several of the sins which we have previously confessed and for which we are particularly sorry. What should we do after confessing our sins? After confessing our sins, we should answer truthfully any question the priest asks, seek advice if we feel that we need any, listen carefully to the spiritual instruction and counsel of the priest, and accept the penance he gives us. If we do not understand the penance, we must ask the priest to repeat it. If we cannot perform that particular penance, we should state our reasons to the priest and have him change it. We should wait and listen attentively all the time that the priest gives advice and imposes penance. When the priest is giving us absolution, we should say from our heart the act of contrition in a tone to be heard by him and make the sign of the cross. The words of absolution are said in Latin, "I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." We must not leave the confessional until the priest gives some sign, as by saying, "God bless you," or "Go in peace." It is best to wait till he has closed the little window. After leaving the confessional, we should return thanks to God for the sacrament we have received, beg our Lord to supply for the imperfections of our confession, and promptly and devoutly perform our penance. What are we to do if without our fault we forget to confess a mortal sin? If without our fault we forget to confess a mortal sin, we may receive Holy Communion because we have made a good confession and the sin is forgiven. But we must tell the sin in confession if it again comes to our mind. A doubtful sin is one of which we are not sure whether it is a sin or not a sin. We are not obliged to confess a doubtful sin, but it is better to do so. The confessor can then advise us, and we shall have greater peace of mind. What is a general confession? A general confession is a repetition of all previous confessions, or at least of some of them. Housewives sweep and dust the house every day. Nevertheless, they give it a thorough general cleaning once or twice a year. A general confession is the equivalent of this general house cleaning. It is a good practice to make a general confession of the whole year once a year, especially after a retreat or mission. These are called confessions of devotion. Scrupulous persons, however, who only torture themselves, should avoid general confessions, even if mortal sins are omitted purposely in a general confession of devotion. It is worthy, provided those sins have previously been confessed and absolved. It is usual to make a general confession of our whole life when we are about to change our state of life, as before marriage or before entering the priesthood or a religious order. A general confession is necessary when one has been making unworthy confessions. A general confession is to be recommended as conducive to greater self-knowledge, to more genuine humility, and increased peace of mind. That concludes the reading for Lesson 150, How to Make a Good Confession. I can't really think of much to add to this other than these are, I guess, like a general outline. The specific wording does not have to be exactly as this lesson has pointed out, but it has to be very similar. The necessary things in the act of contrition, I think I mentioned in a previous lesson, those words can be very different, and there are several versions. What we are looking for in the act of contrition is that we have true contrition, resolve not to commit the sin again, and purpose of amendment, that we're going to avoid those occasions of sin. So we're looking for those main items in our act of contrition, but the wording of those, as I pointed out, we can find various different acts of contrition. We should pick out one that is familiar to us and use that one without hesitation. Ending our confession, usually, I don't think it mentioned it here, but after we've confessed our sins, we should conclude it in some way so that the priest knows we're done and not just stop talking, because then the priest is wondering, are you trying to think of something else to say? Are you shocked? What's going on? So after we finish, we need to have some kind of conclusion there. And this book here, it says, for these and all the sins of my past life, I am truly sorry, especially for something. It doesn't have to be those exact words, but to let the priest know that now your confession is finished, and then he may offer some advice, some instructions, some consolation, and impose a penance, and then to begin our act of contrition. After that, he will generally say, now make an act of contrition, after he has imposed a penance. And then, obviously, just as this said, the priest will give us absolution as we are making our act of contrition. The act of contrition should be loud enough so that the priest can hear us. There is a little bit more that the priest will say. Besides what is mentioned here, there are other prayers that are mentioned according to rubrics. They're not essential. What they've given here, the words of absolution, are what the minimal are for the priest to say. There are other prayers. So if you hear the priest saying other prayers, it seems it's taking him longer to say these few words. It's because he's saying more than that. Don't know what else. Do we have any questions or comments? And we can end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.